Yeah, hi, is Hagen in, please?
Can I ask who's speaking?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Ruben Goldstein from Underwriting at the Bank of Cardiff. He's working with Julian Martinez here.
Okay, just one moment.
Thank you.
You're saying?
Thank you for holding. We look forward to talking with you soon. Please hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
These are new.
Julian Hagen.
This isn't Julian. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I'm the underwriting supervisor at Bank of Cardiff. Julian is your rep, though.
Yes.
Hey, my name's Ruben. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected, please?
Okay, hold it up, please. Let me write it down.
Sure.
Okay. Your name again, please?
It's Ruben.
R-E-U-B-E-N.
R-U-B-E-N. I appreciate you asking.
Okay, Ruben. Okay. Phone number?
858.
Hey, where is that at, 858?
San Diego.
Oh, it is. San Diego, 858. Okay. Correct.
866-9102.
9102, Ruben. Okay.
All right.
You have some question, I understand.
Some questions is just to go over your file for an approval. If all goes well, we can offer you a formal approval by Monday, terms and conditions work. You know, we could get you signed up Monday, get the equipment ordered, I'd say, by Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday, so pretty quick. So I wanted to reach out to you and just understand and confirm some data. You're looking for two buses, correct?
Yes, two buses. I have already three buses I purchased.
Okay.
It's more expensive buses I got. So, you know, the $370,000 each.
Okay.
I bought three already. Two I purchased it in last November.
Okay.
One I just got it a month and a half ago, 2 months
and
ago.
Are those financed or paid cash?
That's financed.
Okay. Are those financed through Wells Fargo Equipment Finance?
Well, Wells Fargo Equipment did a two. One is another one is what bank is this? Another bank. TCF financing, but they don't do cutaways. They do only motor coach. I'm buying a cutaway bus. You know.
What is a cutaway bus?
Cutaway is a Ford American Ford engine, 454 engine. It's a 28 passenger bus. Motor coach is like a more big bus.
Okay.
You know,
so TCF doesn't do the smaller buses.
No. The Wells Fargo doesn't do small bus. The person I deal with, they don't deal with it. So they only a motor coach. So that's why more cutaway I was looking at it. So I want to buy two cutaway because for the purpose of the Mirrorwood tour sometime is a maximum distance of the length of the bus, 30 foot allowed, 30, 35 foot is the maximum.
Gotcha.
But what happens in winter time when it's rain, they have a road construction. They restrict it 25 foot length only.
Okay.
That's why I need two 25 foot bus, which is priced only $90,000 each.
Great. And from what I understand, when you financed with Wells Fargo and TCF, did you put any money down on those transactions?
Oh yeah. We do. I do make a down payment.
What was your down payment?
30% down. 30% down. Yeah. And then there's a checklist, and it's 5 years later. Residual value is 10%.
Okay, so it's a track lease. Gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
But your case is a little smaller amount. It's like your two buses are worth like a half of the one bus cost. You know, so 180 that's a $372,000 per bus. This is 180,000. I'd like to make a 30% down. If you do track lease, do you do track lease too?
Or you don't do that.
I can just lease it. I can lease a 3-year payment out. That way we are graduating soon, you know?
We have a lot of different options, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the options that I think are the most applicable for you. Just so you know a little about Bank of Cardiff, we do a tremendous amount of new and used bus financing. That's one thing we're known for.
It's the first time I'm hearing from you. That's why, you know.
Okay, well, you know, we're a relationship-based bank, so what we'll offer you is the ability to come to us and work with us for a variety of needs. Hello?
Hello, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ruben.
No problem. So what I'm saying is we're a relationship-based bank, so that means you can work with us for a variety of purposes. I've got your two quotes. So I've got one quote for $91,119.
Okay.
I've got the other one for a total of... They're both the same. They're both 91,100.
Yeah, they're the same bus. They're same bus. Same exact model, two buses, yeah.
Okay, cool. So... One of the our program is a lot more hands off than a traditional lender that's going to ask you for all your financials, all your tax returns, all you know, a huge down payment. Let me tell you what I can offer you right now to get the process started. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. All right. So let's kind of go this, bring this up. Bear with me. So we have a unique program that can go up to $150,000 without really just off your application.
Okay.
I've approved that file for you. I think this makes the most sense, so you don't have to do one loan for one bus and one loan for the other. You can just do one loan for both buses. So the equipment cost would be $182,239.14, okay? So the way we would do this is, we wouldn't do this as a track lease. We would do this as what's called an equipment finance agreement. So you'll actually own the equipment. It's going to be your asset. And we can do anything from 3 to 5 years. Now, since the 182, is higher than the 150, we're just going to do 32,000, the difference between 182, 239, and the difference and 150 as your first payment. So you're going to put a you're not going to put a down payment to us. Your first month is going to be that $32,239.14. Now, do you have a payment in mind for both buses you're trying to aim for?
What is the payment going to be?
I can offer you anything from 2 to 5 years, but I'd like to get some feedback from you to kind of figure out what you're, where you're at and what your goals are.
Both of them, maybe 3,000 or between 3,000 to 4,000 in between the figure.
Gotcha. Okay, give me 1 second.
So around 2,000 each, around 15 to 2,000 each bus.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Dennis.
Hey, and hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said your estimate, you want to be around 3,000 to 4,000. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I think you're right in the strike zone. You're very, very accurate. So let me kind of... And when are you trying to place the order, or have you already placed the order?
We have buses already. Maker gave me as a loaner. I'm using as a loaner right now,
One bus. Okay, and when do the buses get delivered?
It's here already in the San Francisco.
Oh, so you're ready to take delivery?
Yeah, we're ready to take delivery. Also, they're ready to deliver, so I'm using one as a loaner. Until I got financed, then, that's why.
Okay, so you actually already have it. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Give me a second. So what we can do is if you want to move forward, we can actually issue the approval today, and then we can send you documents tomorrow. If you wanted to do this, we're not going to force you to put that much money down. So let's just give you these numbers. 21. Give me 1 second. So your payment should be, let me just make sure I've given you the exact numbers down to the wire. All right, so if you put that $32,000 as the first payment, we'll finance the full amount including taxes and delivery, and then your remaining monthly payment for 59 payments would be $3,553.51. So right exactly in the strike zone you're looking at, actually.
That's
right.
How much is that? So 59 months?
Yeah, 59 months, correct.
Okay. So no prepayment penalty?
There's no penalty for paying off this transaction early. We generally offer about a 3% discount from remaining payments. Are you So it's actually in your favor, but because it's not a loan that separates interest and principal, it's a fixed payment program. It's a non-cancelable agreement. Now, are you trying to pay do you want me to give you some numbers on other terms?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. So if we use those same numbers, if you did this over 35 more payments, the payment would be $55.41.
How many? How much is it?
$55.41.
$55.41.
And if you wanted to do this over 4 years, so 47 remaining payments, your payment would be $42.91.
Okay, so this is 3 years and 4 years. Okay.
Correct. So 3 years, you're in the mid fives. Four years, you're in the low fours, and 5 years, you're in the mid threes. So.
I see.
And just to confirm, this transaction will go under your business credit. It won't be reported to your personal credit as any type of debt obligation.
Okay. So what is the interest rate comes out to? You use $150,000, you make this...
Well, it's not $150,000. So we're actually funding the vendor. The scenario I'm giving to you, we're going to give the vendor the whole $182,000. And you're going to have a first payment of $32,259.
Okay.
So you're going to find. So I can give you the rate factor on this since it's a finance agreement. So the best deal is really to do the, in terms of the cost of money, the best deal is the 5-year term, but I can give you these numbers. So the rate factor is 3553-31 divided by 182,239.14. So your rate factor over 5 years is a 0.01949, which is anything below a 0.022 is pretty darn low. So it's a 0.01949. That's your rate factor on the remaining payments.
I see. If I do prepayment, you give a 3% discount.
Generally, we give a 3% discount on the remaining payments. But here, there's usually not a huge difference. So let's say you owe us... From what I understand, and I'll send you a contract for you to review, but let's say you owe us $50,000 at one time and you want to pay that off, you should get about 3% off that remaining balance. Mm-hmm. I don't think that, so that's $1,500. It's in your favor.
Okay.
So my advice to you is this. It really depends on your growth, obviously, how big you want to get. I would probably suggest a 4-year term if you want to pay off quicker, but either way, it's a good deal regardless.
I see. Okay. 4-year term, what is the ratio?
40. So the rate factor on 4 years is, let's see. So the payment on 4 years is $42.91 and 77 cents. So that over the cost of the equipment. And just, you know, your file, I've just stamped off on the approval, so it's fully approved. So on the 4-year term, it's 0.02355.
0.02355.
These are fixed payment programs, so it really just, you know, it's easy, it's simple. We can get your equipment, you know, we can get the buses signed up by Tuesday. It really just comes down to what makes you more comfortable. If you want a payment around $4,300, do a 4-year term. If you want a payment of, you know, around the lower, do a 5-year term. It's whatever makes you most comfortable.
All right. Thank you. I'll think about it, and then you let me know. Okay, then
okay,
I can sign it. You send me the paper, then I'll
sign
here's either one of them.
Yeah, here's the next step. I need you to email Julian a copy of you and your wife's driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she's not here. She doesn't involve in the business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your wife was the second owner. Who is... No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have a second owner.
Okay, give me 1 second. There was a second owner stipulated on the approval. Who is Suk Choi?
Yeah, that's my wife, but she's not here. She's in Korea right now.
Okay. Let me see why.
She doesn't sign. She doesn't sign anything. Actually, my business.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I guess here's the question that I have. On the transaction, I guess on the tax returns, it shows that she's an owner. Is that no longer true?
With a power toward the tax return?
Yeah, it says that Suk Choi owns 50% of the business.
Actually, I own 100%. That's what I understand.
Do you know if it's changed?
Maybe. I don't know. We never pay attention on those things.
Hey, not a problem. So, do you want me to contact your accountant to verify?
Yeah. Okay, you can call.
David Levinson?
No, he's no longer changed. I think this is a new one.
Okay, do you have...
Check 10, yeah.
Do you have Julian's email?
I have a Julian's email, yes.
What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to send Julian a copy of just your driver's license, and I'd also like you to send him who your current accountant is. He will contact them either this afternoon or first thing on Monday morning to verify the ownership. Hopefully we can get this thing sorted out and hopefully get this wrapped up on Monday.
All right.
All right. Yeah, because they want her on the approval, so I'll just sort that out on why, and we'll get this figured out for you Monday.
So you
and get
said this is on the business, not on personal, right?
Correct. The loan does not go to personal credit.
But you want my wife's. Why you want my wife? Well, because of business, she's the owner?
Generally, on transactions, we usually like to have at least 51% ownership of the business, just to make sure everyone knows what's going on. So these things are easily solvable. So if you
I'll call my accountant. I'll tell him to contact Julian.
Yeah, tell him Julian will contact him. You can send him your driver's license in the meantime, and we can get this wrapped up.
All right. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We look forward to getting this wrapped up Monday. Bye bye.
All right.